Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The recent New Year's Eve events in Las Vegas and New Orleans, investigated as acts of terrorism, are poised to have a lasting impact on the terrorism insurance market, both in the short term and in the years to come. These high-profile incidents have increased awareness of the shifting threat landscape, encouraging businesses to reevaluate their exposure to terrorism risk and prompting insurers to remain proactive by refining their risk models and working closely with businesses to ensure that coverage remains adequate and adaptable to the growing unpredictability of global threats. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is James Bannister. He's head of Global War and Terrorism at Lockton. James, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
James, what potential impacts could the recent events have on the insurance industry?
Lori, as you highlighted in your introduction, and given the profile and severity of these events, which have occurred almost simultaneously, underwriters will be trying to quantify their exposures in the immediate vicinity of these attacks, which will predominantly focus on property damage, insuring business interruption, and liability perils. Additionally, as these events were perpetrated in city centres, insurers will be reviewing the application of potential property form sublimits, which include business interruption extensions such as denial of access, ingress, egress, and civil military authority. The occurrence of these attacks will prompt many businesses to consider their resiliency to terrorism perils. And for those seeking risk transfer, insurers remain open to coverage solutions to businesses which could be tailored to their specific or geographic footprint.
Can you tell us about the current state of the terrorism insurance market, including trends in capacity, take-up rates, limits, and other key factors?
Of course. So over the last 12 months, we have seen growing levels of competition, which has placed more downward pressure on rates. For businesses purchasing TRIA coverage, softening property or risk markets are the key contributing factors to this trend. And in the standalone market, we have seen growing levels of competition emanating from new market entrants. And terrorism in the standalone terrorism market at present, capacity stands at approximately $4.2 billion. And we are seeing two key market trends. Firstly, a greater proportion of clients are looking to purchase coverage for their overseas assets, are looking to tailor this coverage, perhaps to include extensions for civil unrest and maybe political violence, which includes war and civil war. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and the Middle Eastern conflicts have certainly acted as precursors to this activity, as really a greater proportion of insurers now looking at what coverages are available both domestically and internationally and how they can afford a greater risk transfer. Secondly, more businesses, particularly those in retail, hospitality and entertainment sectors, are enhancing domestic programs to include active assailant coverage. This coverage can trigger following bodily injury and is designed to follow events that tend to be perpetrated by handheld weapons and vehicles. And crucially, this coverage is available following malicious motivations. Extensions remain available to uncover property damage, extra expense, consultancy, business interruption, and if applicable, ensuing defence costs. Finally, to provide some direction on take-up rates in the United States, for terrorism coverage, approximately 65% of organisations purchase some type of terrorism insurance coverage. And whilst limits vary, they tend to correlate with those that are stipulated on property or casualty programmes.
How interested have clients been in terrorism coverage in recent years? And do these recent events seem likely to influence that interest?
Of course, domestically, we've certainly seen growing interest in insurers testing coverage options in the standalone market as an alternative to TRIA. And whilst the competitive market conditions do make this approach more enticing, some key drivers do include the ability to tailor coverage in the standalone market, the broad definition of terrorism, which is non-reliant on government certification, and also the ability to cover locations internationally. whilst these events will prompt many businesses to consider their risk management approach to terrorism perils, they also substantiate how the domestic threat of terrorism is changing. Historically, the majority of attacks were perpetrated by known terrorist groups, which typically culminated in large amounts of property damage. Now, what we're finding with the evolution of social media is that we're finding that more people are taking handheld weapons, perhaps are being self-radicalized by extremist propaganda on the internet, and tend to be targeting civilians in urban areas, which is very challenging for intelligence and law enforcement to pick up.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Which types of organizations are most likely to pursue terrorism coverage? And how do their coverage needs differ? And how is Lockton working with your clients to address these needs?
Of course, when it comes to terrorism coverage purchasing, we really do partner with quite a diverse client base, from retail, hospitality, finance institutions, all the way through to event management and manufacturing clients. In the standalone market over the past few years, there's been a significant amount of product innovation and much more coverages, much more of these innovations do remain available to clients. So at Lockton, we work very closely with our clients to ensure that they understand the continuum of risk that could impact their business, both domestically and internationally. We present options that address their unique risk transfer requirements, that they understand some of the coverages that could be beneficial to their organization or their sector. And finally, we can coordinate marketing strategies that engage both domestic markets, international capacity, Lloyd's capacity, whatever that may look like, to ensure that these risk transfer solutions are procured cost effectively with no coverage attrition.
What events trigger coverage under a terrorism policy? And what are the typical exclusions included in these policies?
It's a good question, and there's really a two-part answer to this, as domestically triggers vary depending on whether coverage is purchased via TRIA or in the standalone market. For TRIA, the definition of terrorism must be certified by the US government and deemed to endanger people or the public, property and infrastructure. And secondly, the event must breach a certification requirement of $5 million, which applies in the aggregate across property and casualty markets. In the standalone market, there's no governmental certification process. The definition of terrorism is an act or series of acts committed using force or violence, either singly or jointly in connection with an organization for religious, political, and ideological purposes. And typically, events follow physical damage. For clients purchasing TRIA, coverage typically follows the casualty form or the property form, terms and conditions, and exclusions. In the standalone market, it's a little bit more complex because whilst exclusions do apply, these exclusions can be purchased back either via embedding them in the standalone terrorism form or via a separate product. Typical exclusions include civil unrest, warlike perils, threat, cyber, and nuclear, chemical, radiological, and biological coverage.
Speaking of TRIA, can you share some insights on the current status or recent updates regarding the Act? And how likely is it that recent incidents could prompt its activation?
Absolutely. So since the establishment of the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act in 2002, or TRIA, as it's commonly known as, TRIA itself has been extended on numerous occasions. The most recent reauthorization was delivered by the Trump administration in 2019, and TRIA has been extended to expire on the 31st December 2027. Given the amount of change, particularly political change in the US, perhaps it's too early to predict how the Trump administration will review whether additional coverages need to be incorporated under the Act or appetite relative to its extension. As yet, we don't have a case study affiliated to the government certification process for TRIA. We haven't actually seen an event be formally certified. So whilst two events did occur domestically within the United States in quick succession, it's not a prerequisite that the government will make steps to certify these as acts as terrorism. We'll continue to monitor events, and it remains to be seen as to how they're categorized federally.
James, what lessons should insurers take away from the recent incidents?
I think the most important lesson for insurers to take away is that despite the threat of terrorism changing, particularly domestically, it's important that coverage solutions do remain readily available for businesses to cover their people, their assets and revenues, both domestically and overseas market. We don't anticipate any immediate changes to market conditions, but it's certainly important that options remain available to businesses in the US and across the world.
James, this has been so interesting and so informative, and I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Laurie.
That was James Bannister, head of Global War and Terrorism at Lockton. And for AM Best TV, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.